Hi guys. So yes, it is Lois Tarikabo, still on Podcast Fridays, Talk with Lois. And this is the very first official episode of our program. And this is me saying, welcome, grab a seat, increase the volume, grab a popcorn, keep driving, do whatever, but don't stop listening, basically. So yes, usually this episode is me just giving you gist on Ghana and Model United Nations conferences, what you need to know, right? So usually I spend my new year in Ghana for like 2 years now in a row, and I think it's fast becoming a tradition, but I would say that I don't know what's going to happen next year because I don't know what's going to happen next year. Let's just leave it at that. But either ways, basically, a Model United Nations conference is what I attend in Ghana. It's called the Ghana International Model United Nations Conference. And it is like a simulation of the United Nations. Like, hey, this is what goes on in the United Nations. These are how formal debates are carried out, or these are how they're supposed to be carried out. These are the things that you face, challenges that you come across, you know, having to interact with people, rub minds together, reach a compromise, agree to disagree, you know, all of that sorts, basically. So that is what they do in the Model United Nations conferences. Like, I mean, it is held everywhere in the world, from Ghana to Nigeria, to Sierra Leone, to Liberia, to outside of Africa, like Switzerland, New York, everywhere, all over the world, trust me, it is held or it takes place in different parts of the world. So what do you do about the United Nations conference? Like, a lot of people meet me and ask, hey Liz, what do you do when you go for these conferences? Blah, blah, blah. Hey Liz, can you shed more light? And sometimes it's like, you can Google this stuff, yeah? But then I guess a lot of times it is better you hear it firsthand from someone that has attended before. So first off, I would say for conferences, you gain experience, you gain exposure, you meet new people. That is very key and very important. You meet new people, you interact, basically, you know, you rub minds with people. You know, the world is too small a place because you don't know when next you're going to meet someone else. You don't know when next you're going to meet somebody else. So you meet new people, and that is that is extremely key for me. I love meeting new people because I don't know when I'm going to meet them, or whenever we're just going to click or something, or collab on something and just make magic, basically. So yes, very key. You learn, you gain more ground in terms of like English wise, in terms of being not afraid to speak in public. Your public speaking becomes stronger, you know, your stage fright reduces a bit, you know, and then you're able to interact, learn new stuff. Like, it is all about learning, basically. And then for me, I would say why I go to these different countries is because I apart from learning and meeting new people, I also want to see what other countries look like. I mean, there is no other better opportunity that can afford me this in terms of, I see it as a full package. I mean, your country to learn, to interact, to meet new people. At the same time, I also get the bonus advantage of touring and seeing around. Look, I am not trading that for anything else. So yes, we're done with Model United Nations conferences. Yeah. Now, I'm going to go straight into my trip to Ghana. Yes, my trip to Ghana. First off, I went to Ghana by road. Nigeria to Ghana is not so far, like a day journey, you know. But other people that are coming from different places, I don't know how far the distance is, but I'm speaking from the Nigerian perspective. Yeah. So I would say there are two things involved, yeah? You can either go to Ghana by road from Nigeria or by flight. By flight, easy peasy, you're just gonna get there, you know, be chilled and all of that. But you see, by road, that's where the issue is. First off, you have to get prepared. Like, you have to prepare your ass, your phones, your devices have to be charged. You need to have movies and all of that. Second off, if you're not traveling with a squad, it might get boring for you. Like, if you're not traveling with people that you know, you might get boring for you. That's third off. Thirdly, I don't know, I've forgotten the number that I'm in, basically. You want to know that you're gonna sit your ass down, like, for a very long time. And then again, I'm just going to go straight and jump into the fact that if you're going to go to Ghana by road, it's a lot of experience basically, because you will cross like two borders, you will experience different things at different borders, people hustling, people selling different things, people wanting to change money, people wanting you to buy something by force, you know, people just those kind of things. I think you can get the picture that I'm trying to paint, and I think that's it. With traveling to Ghana by road, you need to have a strong heart to be traveling to Ghana by, but then because I mean you're gonna learn from the experiences and all. Traveling to Ghana by air, I mean, it's just easy peasy. So down to what happens in Ghana. Ghana is a beautiful place. Yo, shout out to all my Ghanaian friends. I said it, Ghana is a beautiful place. I think I've been ranting for some time now, but this is the cocoa that I'm saying now. Accra. I don't know about other places though, but you see Accra. Oh my God. Accra is a beautiful place, okay? Places to visit. You can visit Serenity Beach. Serenity Resort, Lambadi Beach. You can visit the mall. Accra Mall is really beautiful. So I've said all those. Yeah, you can also visit Aqua Safari. It's a resort and it's also beautiful. There was this house party go-kart stuff that we did. It was really nice. But yeah, you need to go with a squad so you don't get lonely and bored. So yes, I'm just going to fast forward to the things you should not do. I need to give you guys this gist. So you do not ever want to go to Ghana, right, and use Google Maps, whatever, like the attractions there, the suggestions. You don't want to do that, because I'm going to give you my experience right now. So we were trying to look for places to go to after the conference, me and my friends, and I was okay, let's check, because anytime I travel I usually use that, and I mean it's always forthcoming for me. So I was like, okay, let's check. And then I saw this waterfall space and I'm like, oh nice, feels like the abroad, you know, you go there, take pictures, everything. I was seeing some white people, I was like, oh nice. So we already said we are going to go there and everything with the pictures we saw. We ordered Uber and everything. We're supposed to go to Adom Waterfalls, Obosomasi. Okay, so we got to the place now. The taxi driver first of all told us that he was going to charge a lot. The Uber driver told us we're going to charge a lot because there are no Ubers coming in from that place backwards. And then I wanted to back out with my friends. Then they were like, ah, it's for the pictures, let's go, it's for the chills, let's go. Okay, so we went. And then when we got there, the driver started driving uphill into like it almost looked like a village setting. The shared roads, welcome to Obosomasi, blah blah blah. So the driver shall ask for directions, and then we continued the journey. At some point we were like, what's going on, why is it just bush that I was seeing? My friends, my dear listeners, that was how Bisha went though. I'm giving people gist now. Bisha went to the place so the driver even had to stop us halfway because he couldn't continue to drive in. He was like, it's just 1 minute, like I mean with the Google map, it was just 1 minute, we can see the waterfalls. And then we met this white family. And then like the car was parked and everything. So we're like, at least we're seeing a car here finally. So no harm. So the driver left and gave us his number that just in case, like we can always call and stuff. So we started our journey. Halfway into the journey, like this was supposed to take us just 1 minute and then we're going to find the waterfalls, right? So halfway into it, my friend was like, she can't go again because she was like becoming claustrophobic. Because we're just in the middle of bush. Oh my God. We're just in the middle of bush, guys. Front bush, back bush. If you've watched, shout out to all my Nigerian guys, if you have watched a Nigerian movie, you know that back in the days when Nollywood used to be very conk, all those evil forest movies that Aki and Papa will go to and then they will break egg in the center, egg of life, then the direction will narrow, or one person will appear and tell you, this is the way, follow this way, follow that way, do not talk this way. That was just how the place was. Hell, we were just seeing fireflies, we were just seeing, I don't know if it's firefly. I don't see. We were seeing things basically. My friend just, half of my friend said, she's not going again. She said, please, oh, last week, not come out. She's not going again. So we're like, just calm down. Let's just go a little bit further. She was like, she's turning her back. She's not going again. So my other friend and I were like, okay, oh, at least we're two. Let's just see if we can just find this place at once. Halfway into, me, I started getting scared though, because all those Nigerian scenes were playing in my head, Nigerian movies, they were playing in my head. I'm like, I can't go again, I cannot go further. We started coming out, if you see the journey,
See, and I don't like hiking for anything. I do not like hiking. If you see the hiking that we did, when we came out, we were exhausted. We had to sit down and catch our breath, drink water. So I was like making videos along the line, telling my friends, like telling everybody to be aware that this is where I am, or just in case, God forbid. Eventually, we found our way out and went to go and chill somewhere else. Only for us to get back, and then we linked up with our Ghanaian friends, and then they were teasing us, like they were really laughing at us. Shout out to Bill and shout out to Eugene. They were really laughing at us. They were like, "Do you know the meaning of a bosom?" I said, "Ah, what's the meaning of a bosom?" I said, "Something, something, gods and under gods." Like, I don't understand. Hell, my, like, the Nigeria in me kicked. Gods. You guys, Nigeria and me, I'm like, hell. So that's how, God forbid, now all this thing sacrifice, we don't know where. My mind was just flying. I'm like, thank you Jesus. So please don't go and, please don't be like me. Oh, don't be like my friends and I to go and do Google Maps. Please, even if you're doing Google Maps, let it be a place that your friends in that vicinity know, like they're familiar with, not just a place that you're seeing on Google Maps. Let it just be a place that they're familiar with, and then you're free to go, you know. Once you see bush, please turn back, because you don't even know the language for now. Because we just saw welcome to Obosomasi. We didn't know what it was. We just knew we were going to Adam Waterfalls. We didn't know what it was, you know. I mean, if we had the slightest idea of what it meant, like, we wouldn't have even gone in the first place. So this is me just telling you guys that anywhere you go to, anywhere you please find out, because you don't know the language. Find out first and like be very careful. And then Ghana has like a lot of beautiful things to buy, like in terms of culturally speaking. Yeah, they have prints, like beautiful prints, kente. Their materials are amazing. They have like shoes designs. They have what do you call it, they have all this bridal oh my god, their materials are so beautiful. They have all this shirt materials, you know. So Ghana basically has a lot of things that, you know, you can actually buy, and their prints are very catchy and affordable, and you know, basically things to see, things to buy. Their marketplace is like beautiful, you know. There are different things that you can actually buy. And then lastly, I'm going to talk about their language. Oh my god, I love Ghanaian language. So basically, I'm just gonna give you guys like the few ones I learned 2017 when I was in Ghana. That was like the very first time I went to Ghana, was Wudin Disien, Oho Disien, then I think the common ones, Odo Yewu, I just say the really common ones. And then their pidgin is really beautiful. Their pidgin is, I love Ghanaian pidgin. If they're like in Nigerian pidgin, if you're just like, I don't get, you know, when you just want to say I don't get, or I don't grab, or I don't understand, or I know they get, or something, theirs is like, I know the bab. And I'm like, yo, chale, I know the bab. So I found that really cool. And then they usually say this A a lot. They're like, chale, hey. And then when they're like, bah, 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 bah. Oh, I don't understand, kra. Or pepper chow. Or, I don't know, I'm saying rubbish right now, but I don't know, I love Ghanaian language. So basically, a lot of people, I don't know why a lot of people feel that Nigerians and Ghanaians like have this beef or something. I don't know if there's ever a beef. I know we have a beef with our jollof rice, and you guys, jollof rice is amazing, but trust me, you can never beat Nigerian jollof rice. Take it or leave it, like that's the final full stop, okay? So, but I would say Nigerians and Ghanaians have like amazing relationships. That's what I would say, because I mean, they're really close to us, and we bab, like we get each other, like I don't know how to explain it and stuff. And then also I would say I would give it to Ghanaians for protein. Like, have a Ghanaian prepare chicken for you, you would love it. Like, I give it to them for that. Have them prepare chicken, or is that chicken I've really had like over like the years, and it is really, really, it is super amazing, and their hospitality is top notch, you know. Basically, they're like, I like them. I don't know, I've yet to experience another African family like that treat me right, that Ghanaians do, anytime I go over there, you know. So I think yeah, I think that's it for now with Ghanaians. And this is me telling you, anybody, shout out to all my Ghanaian friends. If you want to visit Ghana, you can always go. It's a nice place, it's a fun place to be in. So I think that's it for this podcast. If you want to attend conferences, always look, always search, research to make yourself better and I'll be coming up with something different the next time we meet. So yes, this is me saying on a final note, bye bye bye. Check out the website lespiration.com. visit, tell your friends to visit, spread the word, spread the gospel. Till I see you next time, enjoy yourself and till we meet again.